You know, I think it's been probably almost a decade we have been following the remarkable success of Ruthie's. You know, the food trucks that make the great grilled cheese and show up at Clyde Warren Park and all sorts of private events. But now it's sort of the evolution that you see with, you know, food trucks or pop-up restaurants. Now they're going to bricks and mortar. And Ruthie's is opening up. They got a soft opening right now, but opening up a location on Martin Luther King. They do a lot of good as a 501c3. Ashley Kleinert's the founder of Ruthie's Fueled by Good and the Good Foundation, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
So I've always enjoyed talking to you because one of the things you do, aside from having good food, great food, in fact, but you hire people that are having, you know, that are affected by the legal system and can't get a job. And so you do a lot of good in the community. Remind us just of the mandate of Ruthie's.
Sure. So we are what we call like a second chance employer. And we work with another organization, Unlocking Doors. And they are essentially brokers for those exiting the justice system. Because many times someone leaves, they've served their time. They made a choice. They made a decision that, honestly, I think I would have made too under the same circumstances a lot of times. And so it's really sometimes the first chance that people get, but they leave the justice system maybe with $100 on a bus, and then they're left, and they may not have their ID, a driver's license, a social security card, all the things that would be essential to finding employment and get back on their feet. And it really is like a crisis that we're having. We've got to figure this out, and we need to find ways to help bring people back into our way of living and employment. Yeah.
And this has been a great way to do it. And like I say, you've been doing this for almost a decade, but it's been food trucks. So now the transition to bricks and mortar over on MLK. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we really never set out to have a brick and mortar. I'll tell you that, because food trucks in and of itself, that business, it's difficult, I would say. And it's so fun. But, you know, it's a restaurant on wheels, and it's just every time you go out, you don't really know how it's going to go until you're there. I mean, we do, but there's just a lot that goes into it. And we thought a restaurant would be really difficult to add on top of that. But then when Dr. Flowers from St. Philip's comes asking, you know, how do you say no? And they have acquired some property near the school and community center, and he wanted to have a restaurant there because there's literally not a lot of options. There's not a lot of food around there. So we said we would do it.
I see. So this actually is the restaurant. I mean, I know the proceeds benefit the great work they've done for decades and decades at St. Philip's School and the community center out there. But will you involve the student body also? I'm sure the parents are going to be involved. They're going to be eating your food, too.
Yeah. Yes, we hope so. And the teachers, and we've tried to involve them all along the way. They've just been great partners. So they're essentially our landlord. And we've built the restaurant out, the cafe, and we have the same menu that people recognize from our trucks that we go out with the trucks. But we've added some healthy options to our menu. And we've already seen teachers stop by in the morning. They didn't have a place to get coffee or grab a yogurt parfait to go or a salad to go for lunch. And now they have that, and we're walking distance. So it's wonderful.
So you got healthy options too. Are you still going to have the food trucks also?
We are still going to have those food trucks rolling around town. And that's, you know, I think that will always be part of our business. It is fun. It's work, but it's a lot of fun. And now we have the cafe, which is an extra, it's a new challenge, but it's one I think we've adapted to pretty quickly. Because, like I said, we're a restaurant on wheels anyway.
So, but I would think that this changes a lot of dynamics. Obviously, it's changed the menu, but also the number of people that you could employ and the tenure. It would seem like this is more something akin to full-time work, whereas a food truck might be part-time.
That's so, David is very intuitive. Yes, because as the cafe is open, and we will essentially, we hope, add more hours. Right now, we're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. But you know, we were able to provide a pathway for some of our employees to have more managerial skills and leadership. And honestly, there's a lot more interaction with people because in the restaurant, you can't hide like you can in the truck, the grill, you're facing the other way. You don't, if you're on the grill, you're not necessarily talking to customers. Here we have an open kitchen and there's a lot of interaction and a lot of growth for our team.
This is interesting because there are not very many organizations that do this, I would think, and at least that I know of around here. And of course, you're a 501c3, you're a not-for-profit. I mean, I think of the great work that Tom Landis does at Howdy's Ice Cream and Chad Hauser with Cafe Momentum. But I would hope that this would spur still more people to get involved in this if you're successful.
Yes, I hope so too. I hope so too. We have found our workforce to be incredibly loyal, incredibly hardworking. They're grateful for the opportunity. It is it I mean I it's hard to not get up with a smile on my face every day and go to work because I love our team so much. I literally love them so much and it's really gratifying, but it's they're the ones doing the work and all they needed is a chance. And they love putting smiles on people's faces
Yeah.
with these sandwiches.
Well, so you give these people a chance that don't that otherwise aren't going to get it. But are you a sort of a conduit onto the workplace, or do they work for you and go out and find other jobs, or do they stay with you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are some that really, this is not their heart's passion. This is just a way to become stable. And we try to help them with our own wraparound services that we provide, some career training or provide again stability
This
while
is
they're in
the
school.
fellows program that you offer,
Yes, our
right?
fellows program. We have a fellows program. Exactly. So we have a couple that are in school right now. We have one young lady who is about to graduate with her degree in social work herself. We have someone that is a nurse practitioner at Children's Med Center, and another young man that's starting school to be in communication so he can learn to share his story and effectively like motivate others. So it's really fun to watch everyone kind of find their own pathway.
This is, I know this has been a passion of yours, but it was sort of part-time. This is becoming full-time, I would think.
It is, yeah.
How many, so when you, are the trucks parked right now, or do you still have the trucks going also?
We have the trucks going. Yeah, we have them going out today, in fact, to like a private party, a private event, and then catering a business lunch someplace as well.
So you, plural, how many trucks have you got?
So we have two trucks right now actively going out, and then the cafe.
So, do you hope to grow this? Is this something? I mean, is this going to be like Chili's? Are you becoming Norman Brinker?
And Norman Brinker of food trucks and grilled cheese and cafes. That would be quite incredible, wouldn't it? My goal is really just to do the best I can do. I this concept, I hope that we prove to others it can be done. I am so happy with our little niche that we have. And I don't want to compromise or cannibalize what we're doing. And I've learned one time I had four trucks going, and that was too much. So it's a lot of trial and error, and I don't know what I'm doing half the time, David. It
Well,
is just, I
look,
really
wait,
don't.
look, we've been talking for a decade. You're still here.
I
How many
know.
small businesses are still around? And how many small businesses made it through COVID
Oh, I
and have
know.
come back? And
I know.
I would think that, I mean, no, COVID didn't help anybody, but I think a food truck maybe.
We might be the little business, and I think that's when we saw the explosion of food trucks was
Yeah.
after COVID, when restaurants were like, "Wait a second, you guys were still going out because we could go to parks and we could go outdoors, you know, and feed people during COVID when restaurants could not do that." And so I think that's why a lot of restaurants now have a food truck component.
All right. So yeah, I know he's going to be happy. So you're, help me out. Your grandmother is Ruthie, right? And
Yes.
you started out with her recipe.
lots of bread and butter and cheese. Yeah,
you can't. Special recipe. That's the best comfort food. And now you've migrated into parfaits. And
yes.
So we wish you great luck with the bricks and mortar. It's a wonderful cause, and hopefully there'll lots and lots of imitations of this.
Ashley, I hope so.
Yeah, I do too. Hey, Ashley Kleiner, and you're on Martin Luther King. You're at. Where are you? 1632 Martin Luther King, right?
Absolutely. And we have a private event room for those businesses or people that want to have a meeting space. We hope that they consider us because we cater the space. It's a really pretty room. It's got audiovisual components to it. And we're hoping to become an option for those downtown people that want to do some good when they're out having a meeting offsite.
That's outstanding. Ashley Kleiner is the founder of Ruthie's, Fueled by Good, the Good Foundation, and now the famous restaurant. We're the first of many.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.